solve all problems. What makes life difficult is that solving problems is painful. Problems evoke in us frustration or grief or sadness or loneliness or guilt or regret or anger or fear or anxiety or anguish or despair. These are uncomfortable feelings, sometimes equaling the very worst kind of physical pain. And since life poses an endless series of problems, life is full of pain as well as joy. Yet it is in meeting and solving problems that life has its meaning. Problems are the cutting edge that distinguishes between success and failure. Problems call forth our courage and our wisdom. Indeed, they create our courage and our wisdom. It is only because of problems that we grow mentally and spiritually. Wise people learn not to dread, but actually to welcome problems and the pain of problems. Most of us are not so wise. Fearing the pain involved, almost all of us attempt to avoid problems. This tendency to avoid problems and the emotional suffering inherent in them is the primary psychological basis of all mental illness. Since most of us have this tendency to a greater or lesser degree, most of us are mentally ill to a greater or lesser degree. Some of us will go to extraordinary lengths to avoid our problems and the suffering they cause, building the most elaborate fantasies in which to live, sometimes to the total exclusion of reality. In the words of Carl Jung, neurosis is always a substitute for legitimate suffering. But the substitute itself ultimately becomes more painful than the legitimate suffering it was designed to avoid. The neurosis itself becomes the biggest problem. True to form, many will then attempt to avoid this pain and this problem in turn, building layer upon layer of neurosis. When we avoid the legitimate suffering that results from dealing with problems, we also avoid the growth that problems demand from us. In chronic mental illness, we stop growing. We become stuck. And without healing, the human spirit begins to shrivel. Therefore, let us inculcate in ourselves and in our children the means of achieving mental and spiritual health. Let us teach ourselves and our children the need to face problems directly and to experience the pain involved. I have stated that discipline is the basic set of tools we require to solve life's problems. When we teach ourselves and our children discipline, we are teaching them and ourselves how to suffer and also how to grow. What are these tools I call discipline? There are four: delaying of gratification, acceptance of responsibility, dedication to truth, and balancing. These are simple tools, and almost all children are adept in their use by the age of 10. Yet presidents and kings will often forget to use them to their downfall. The problem lies in the will to use them, for they are tools with which pain is confronted rather than avoided. And if one seeks to avoid legitimate suffering, then one will avoid the use of these tools. First, I want to talk about delaying gratification. Not too long ago, a 30-year-old financial analyst was complaining to me about her tendency to procrastinate in her job. Finally, one day, we dared to look at the obvious. "Do you like cake?" I asked her. She replied that she did. "Which part of the cake do you like better?" I went on. "The cake or the frosting?" "Oh, the frosting," she responded enthusiastically. "And how do you eat a piece of cake?" I inquired. "I eat the frosting first, of course," she replied. From her cake-eating habits, we went on to examine her work habits and discovered that on any given workday, she would devote the first hour to the more gratifying half of her work and the remaining 6 hours getting around to the objectionable remainder. I suggested that if she were to force herself to accomplish the unpleasant part during the first hour, she would then be free to enjoy the other 6. "It seemed to me," I said, "that 1 hour of pain, followed by 6 of pleasure, was preferable to 1 hour of pleasure, followed by 6 of pain." She agreed, and being basically a person of strong will, she no longer procrastinates. Delaying gratification is a process of scheduling the pain and pleasure of life to enhance the pleasure by experiencing the pain first.